It's as close to time travel as we're going to get. This Week in Music History with Marty Miller.
Yeah, are we any closer to doing the whole flux capacitor thing? And okay, it doesn't have to be a DeLorean. Could be a Skoda Enyaq. That can do 88, no, but I'm talking nonsense now. Hello there and welcome to the week of March 25th to 29th. We're looking back on this week in music history. This was the year, well, 2 years gone actually, his anniversary this week. We're talking about...
Tributes have been paid to the Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins, who has died suddenly aged 50.
In 1985, Stevie Wonder feels the wrath of radio in South Africa because he at an award ceremony said...
I would like to accept this award, the name... Nelson Mandela.
And you too, in 1987, bring Los Angeles to a standstill.
You cannot promise me that you're not going to have a crowd that reaches limits that we cannot control. You can't promise...
All of that and a whole lot more as we go through This Week in Music History.
This Week in Music History. A week in less than 10 minutes.
It was in 1969 this week that John Lennon and Yoko Ono started their week-long bed-in in the presidential suite in the Amsterdam Hilton Hotel. They invited the world's press into their hotel room every day to talk about promoting world peace.
And so that's why we chose this place, to protest against violence in the world. You see?
It's very comfortable. We intend to stay in bed for 7 days and then leave.
2008, Richie Sambora of Bon Jovi at the time was arrested in California on suspicion of drink driving. He was arrested after police noticed his black Hummer weaving around traffic lanes.
Bon Jovi guitarist Richie Sambora is facing drunk driving charges. The musician was arrested Tuesday night when police saw him weaving down a Southern California highway. He reportedly had his girlfriend, his 10-year-old daughter, and another unidentified young girl in the car with him at the time.
Meanwhile, this week in 2022, a real shocker at age 50. Taylor Hawkins, drummer of the Foo Fighters, checked out on the TV in Ireland.
Tributes have been paid to the Foo Fighters drummer, Taylor Hawkins, who has died suddenly aged 50. In a statement, the band said it was devastated, adding that his musical spirits and infectious laughter would live on forever.
In 1985 this week, radio stations in South Africa banned all of Stevie Wonder's records after he dedicated the Oscar he had won the night before at the Academy Awards to Nelson Mandela.
All through Europe I had dreams and I would always wake up when I was at an awards show and the nominees were coming up and they say this song and the winner is, and I would wake up, but I never thought that this would happen. I never thought this would happen. I would like to accept this award. The name of Nelson Mandela. I'd like to...
Zipping through a week in a matter of minutes. This Week in Music History, the podcast.
In 2005, the Australian drummer Paul Hester died at age 46. Strangulation found in a park in Melbourne. God bless him. He'd been a member of Crowded House and Neil Finn's other group Split Enz. Very sad. Here's Neil Finn.
Yeah, incredibly missed. And, you know, hardly a day goes by. I know that's a kind of a cliche to say, but yeah. Paulie was an extraordinary human being, and obviously, you know, there was a distance there that nobody could bridge.
The question of how did he get to that point, I ask myself continually. You know.
In 1979 this week, Eric Clapton married Patty Harrison, the ex-wife of George Harrison, in Arizona. Patty applied for a divorce in 1988, so not even 10 years. Eric Clapton takes up the story.
And I had become, bit by bit, more and more obsessed with his wife, Patty, and was making amateur kind of inroads into finding out what was going on and what was happening to their relationship. And at the same time, trying to balance my relationship with him.
Zipping through a week in a matter of minutes. This Week in Music History, the podcast.
It was this week back in 1987 that U2 performed from the roof of a shop in downtown Los Angeles to make the video for Where the Streets Have No Name. Who turned up? Everybody. Thousands of spectators bringing traffic to a standstill and then the police eventually stopping the shoot.
You're talking about a major thoroughfare at 3:30 in the afternoon, okay? What I was explaining to Ben there is we would have to go on what's called attack alert to get this problem solved. And we're not going to do that.
And U2 today at 7th and Main. If you haven't heard about it, you know how hard it is to get U2 tickets.
They are sold out.
Everywhere.
They
sold
went out. Fast.
Are you listening to me or am I
listening.
Talking to the wind?
I'm totally understanding. But this
can I just... You cannot promise me that you're not going to have a crowd that reaches limits that we cannot control. You can't promise me
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
You're drawing them in by the dozens now.
This week in 1967, working on the Sgt. Pepper album at Abbey Road in London, the Beatles were doing Good Morning, Good Morning. John Lennon recorded his vocal. He then decided that he wanted the end of the song with animal sound effects and asked if they could be sequenced in such a way that each animal was capable of scaring or eating the preceding one. Now, because this is a podcast, I can only play a certain amount of Beatles before the podcast gets pulled by the record company, but here's a quick blast and you get the idea. Maybe actually if I break it up with another bit of speech, it mightn't be too bad. Here's another bit.
This week in music history. A week in less than 10 minutes.
In 1981, this week, Blondie started a 2-week number one on the top of the US singles chart. The song was Rapture. It was their fourth US number one, but the first song ever in the US to feature rap in its lyrics.
I wasn't an experienced rapper, and it was so exciting. It really was part of that tradition of, you know, something new and something strange, and wow, this is really, nobody does this. This is really wild, and this is great, and it's very underground, and it's very hip, and it's, you know, it's really happening.
To 2007 we go, when U2 frontman Bono accepted an honorary knighthood at a ceremony in Dublin Castle. Now, Bono is not entitled to be called Sir Bono because he's not a British citizen, but he did become a knight commander of the most excellent order of the British Empire. My God, that's a mouthful. He's a KBE. Not his best speech, actually.
I'd like to say that I love Great Britain. I think Great Britain is great. And Irish people support British football teams and Irish bands signed to British record labels. And Irish people speak English. And now we even have one in our band.
And finally, in 2017, George Michael's funeral took place 3 months after his sudden death at the age of 53. Remember, it was Christmas of 2016 he died.
George Michael's funeral has taken place at London's Highgate Cemetery on Wednesday. A statement from the late pop star's family said, "Family and close friends gathered to the small private ceremony to say goodbye to their beloved son, brother and friend."
And that is a look at this week in music history from March 25th until 29th. My name is Marty Miller. Thanks a lot for checking out the podcast. Do it again next week, will you?
This week in music history, a week in less than 10 minutes.